right? I've got an own banjo from 2004, so it's there isn't a whole lot of history on this thing yet, but I'm planning to put a lot on it, so we'll see. But my favorite, my baby, my banjo that I can't take on the road because it won't stay in tune, is an SS Stewart from 1889 that was built in Philadelphia, and it's beautiful, and I put classical guitar strings on it, and it just makes this thuddy, beautiful sound. So that's my favorite one, but sorry, honey. But play for me today, okay? But this is an extremely functional banjo, and I think it's got a really beautiful sound and tone in it. Anyway, it does the job on the road. So it's an ohm, Jubilee, and it has a thin silver spun tone ring inside.
That's a
12-inch pot. 12-inch pot. Yeah, I like the bigger pot. Yeah. It's a fiber skin head. Yeah.
With the same scale, a standard scale length, that puts the bridge closer to the middle of the head, which can give, I think, that kind of more old-time or plunkier tone.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the highly technical padding in the back, which is the shirt that I wore yesterday and doesn't smell as good today, so I'm using it in the back.
Is that an electrical attack? Yes, you have a pickup in there, too.
I use a McIntyre featherlight pickup, and it's actually the mandolin pickup. I tried the guitar and a couple others, but the mandolin just seemed to provide a really, really nice sound. It's actually a wider strip, but shorter than the other pickups, and for some reason that just does a good job on this banjo, so McIntyre featherlight.
There's my friend down in Tulsa, Rob Bisline, is a banjo maker, and he made this for me. It's got the Tony Bass rim in it, and it's a Hopkins rim, and I like birds, and he has a bird.
Yes, it's got a beautiful
Hopkins style. It's got a cool sound, I like the sound of it. Good tone. What I like about it is I can use it with a mic, because some of the bands I play with use a lot of mic stuff, and you can play with a mic and it works out pretty good. It's got pretty good action and stuff. The tone's pretty good. It's kind of sort of bright, but it's got a low end to it too. I don't know. I like it pretty good. I use a lot of good strings on it, but can't really play my old time or my more gut bucket things on it because the strings are a little light, but it's pretty cool for picking and stuff. And anyway, it's got a pretty cool sound. For about a year. I got it at IBMA last year from Rob. He's a cool guy down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Anyway, I've had it for since then. I enjoy playing it.
You guys have time for one more song.
Yeah.
So maybe you
want to
play one all together?
Yeah. Okay, it won't take us that long to decide. You pick one, Abby, so we can. What would be a.
Cuckold Inch looking.